Welcome to the Peaceful Wellness Podcast with me, your host, Deb Phelps. If you are ready to unite with your true nature and find the calm you need to go through this journey called life, then walk a while with me as we learn to be resilient with mind, body, spirit modalities. I am a meditation teacher, mindfulness coach, sound healer, yoga specialist, and these and other modalities have helped me to truly find peaceful wellness within. So let's take a mindful approach together now. Hi, friends, and welcome back to Peaceful Wellness with Deb, where we journey together through the landscapes of mindfulness and inner peace. And this is Deb, your guide on this path of self-discovery. And this week, as we continue our exploration of self-love, we're delving into the powerful practices of self-compassion and forgiveness. And it's about turning kindness inward and releasing the weights that we carry from past mistakes. So join me as we uncover the transformative power of forgiving ourselves and cultivating a compassionate inner dialogue. There was a time in my life when I found myself at a crossroads, burdened by the weight of past mistakes and trapped in a cycle of self-criticism and that really seemed impossible to escape. It was during this challenging period that I stumbled upon the practice of self-compassion and forgiveness, not realizing how profoundly it would change my life. And I remember one evening sitting alone in the soft glow of sunset, feeling the heaviness of my own harsh judgments. It was a moment of deep vulnerability, a moment when the facades I had built totally crumbled, and I was left facing the raw truth of my imperfections. It was uncomfortable, to say the least, but it was also the beginning of a beautiful journey. Inspired by my meditation on self-compassion, loving kindness, this practice that I had worked with, I decided to try something different. Instead of berating myself for not being enough or for the mistakes I had made, I chose to speak to myself with the same kindness that I would offer a dear friend. And I whispered words of understanding and encouragement, acknowledging my struggles and affirming my worth despite them. "May I be kind to myself," I said. "May I accept myself as I am. May I forgive myself." And this simple act of directing loving kindness towards myself felt like a balm to my weary soul. It wasn't an instant transformation, but with each day that I practiced self-compassion and forgiveness, I noticed a shift, and the burden of past mistakes began to lighten, and the voice of my inner critic softened. I learned to embrace my imperfections, not as flaws, but as facets of my humanity. And this journey taught me that self-compassion and forgiveness are not just practices, but choices that we make every day. They are choices to be gentle with ourselves, to recognize our common humanity, and to free ourselves from the chains of self-criticism. Now, it's a path I continue to walk with its ups and downs, but now I do so with a heart that's more open, forgiving, and compassionate towards myself. Let's look at the essence of self-compassion. Self-compassion is a gentle acknowledgement of our own suffering, mistakes, and imperfections with a spirit of kindness and understanding. It's about being as kind to ourselves as we would be to a dear friend. And we'll explore how self-compassion is a crucial component of self-love, providing us with the emotional resilience to navigate life's challenges. So let's look at the importance of self-compassion and practical ways to incorporate it into our daily lives. also like to do a guided visualization as we release past mistakes. And this will help you to release that burden of your past mistakes and embrace the freedom of forgiveness. So if you will, find a comfortable, quiet place where you can sit or lie down to take these few minutes together with me. And as you're ready, close your eyes. Visualize yourself in a serene, safe place. Could be a garden, a beach, or anywhere you feel at peace. Imagine holding a box that contains memories of past mistakes, and observe how carrying this box has weighed you down. Now see yourself opening the box and one by one releasing these memories into the air where they can transform into a light, dissolving harmlessly. And as you release each memory, affirm to yourself, I forgive you. I release you. I am ready to move forward with kindness and understanding. And with each breath, feel lighter and more at peace, surrounded by a warm, comforting light of forgiveness and compassion. And now gently open your eyes when you're ready, carrying this sense of release and lightness with you. Let's look at now cultivating compassionate inner dialogue. Let's focus on this as we transform our inner dialogue into one of compassion and support. Negative self-talk can be a harsh critic. Cultivating a compassionate inner voice is about changing these narratives, speaking to ourselves with the same kindness we would offer someone we care deeply about. So here are some exercises to recognize negative self-talk and replace it with affirmations of self-compassion and understanding. So let's practice this together. Think of a recent situation where you were critical of yourself. And if you'd like to use pen and paper, you can certainly do that. So as you think of this recent situation, pause and reflect on what you said to yourself during this time. Now rewrite that narrative from a place of compassion. What would a supportive friend say to you in this situation? And then finally, say these compassionate responses out loud to yourself. Or write them down in your journal for later. But saying them out loud is very powerful. This exercise is a step toward transforming our inner critic into an inner ally, one compassionate response at a time. I've also included this mindfulness meditation on a journey to self-compassion and forgiveness, and I hope you will listen to that as well. So for our meditation today, we are embarking on a journey towards self-compassion and forgiveness. And in our lives, we often extend kindness and understanding to others, yet we find it challenging to offer the same grace to ourselves. And this meditation today is an invitation to change that. Self-compassion is not just a practice, but a way of being that allows us to embrace our imperfections and forgive our past mistakes. So I encourage you to open your heart to yourself with the same kindness you would show to a dear friend. As we begin, find that comfortable position where you can relax without falling asleep. Sitting nice and tall, feet flat on the floor, unless you're on your cushion today. Closing the eyes or lowering the gaze. And let's take a nice deep breath together, inhaling deeply, filling your lungs with air, and exhaling slowly, letting go of any tension that you may be holding. And allow yourself to arrive fully in this moment, ready to explore your inner world with compassion and kindness. And continue breathing deeply, feeling the support of the earth beneath you. And with each breath, become more grounded, more present. This grounding is your foundation. And now bring your focus to your heart center. Imagine it as a space filled with soft, warm light. This light represents compassion, glowing brightly within you. As you breathe in, let this light grow, filling you with warmth and kindness. And breathe out any self-criticism or harshness, replacing it with gentle understanding and love for yourself. Now gently introduce loving kindness phrases towards yourself. Feel each of the following phrases deeply, letting them nurture your heart and soul. May I be kind to myself. May I accept myself as I am. May I forgive myself for my past mistakes. May I embrace my journey with love and courage. Visualize a gentle stream. Place any memories of past mistakes on its surface and watching them float away. With each one released, affirm, I release and forgive myself. Allow this stream to carry away the weight of the past, leaving you lighter and at peace. Turn your attention to any feelings of guilt or self-blame. Imagine each one as a stone in your hands. Gently place them into the stream, letting them go. And as you release them, affirm, "I forgive myself. I am worthy of compassion and love." Space of forgiveness and self-compassion. Commit to nurturing a compassionate inner dialogue and promise to speak to yourself with kindness, patience, and understanding. Take a moment to thank yourself for this act of self-love today. And gently bring your awareness back to the present, carrying with you the seeds of compassion and forgiveness. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes, returning to the world with a heart full of self-love, ready to move forward with kindness and grace. Now, as we conclude today's episode on self-compassion and forgiveness, I invite you to carry forward the practices we've explored. And this week, challenge yourself to notice moments of self-criticism and consciously choose to respond with kindness and forgiveness instead. So thank you for joining me on this journey of nurturing the heart through self-compassion and forgiveness. Stay tuned to Peaceful Wellness with Deb for more guidance on cultivating a life of inner peace and well-being. For additional resources and support, visit our website at peacefulwellness.org. Until next time, remember to treat yourself with the same compassion and understanding you offer to others. Namaste. Thank you for joining with me today. For my weekly classes, meditation and modalities on-demand library, self-study courses, and private sessions, visit my website at peacefulwellness.org.